This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the U.S. Supreme Court, there are oral arguments today in an immigration case. It's about what's called the Deferred Action for Parents of Americans program. This allows parents to fix their immigration status if they've been in the U.S. for more than 5 years and have children who are here legally. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington has more on how businesses are weighing in on this debate.
Several big names in the tech industry filed a brief in support of the Obama administration. Joining them are businesses from the agriculture sector.
It's a chance for regularizing or legalizing those people who have been here for a long, long time working.
Mike Gempler is executive director of the Washington Growers League. He says about 70% of seasonal farm workers are undocumented.
We really do want a stable and legal workforce, and I see this as part of the transition.
The National Federation of Independent Business joined a brief opposing the administration. The Federation's Karen Harned says their concern is with the process side of things.
Whether or not the Department of Homeland Security should have undergone notice and comment rulemaking before changing the way they're enforcing the immigration laws.
So the arguments in this case will be a mix of debate over immigration and executive authority, all happening before a divided court during an election year. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.